This episode of Think Write Revise is brought to you by the How To Academia Master Course on Writing and Publication, a 9-part guide for new and experienced academic authors looking for the structure, tools, templates, and guidance to improve their academic writing and publication strategies. The course is video-based, self-paced, and comes with a lifetime license. Each module includes a slide deck, additional bonus resources such as templates and timelines, and interactive digital workbooks. Learn more about the How To Academia Master Course at katielinder.org/courses.
You're listening to Think, Write, Revise, episode 75. Hey there, and welcome to Think, Write, Revise, a podcast that offers a peek behind the scenes of a productive writing life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder.
On this episode, I thought I would talk a little bit about a strategy that I use to categorize my writing projects to get a sense of how balanced I am in terms of things that are at the beginning stages, things that are smack in the middle of getting done, and things that are getting close to being closed out. And this is something that I talked about on my blog a little while back, so I will link to that blog post in the show notes. And I used it to categorize all of my creative projects, and you can see a breakdown of how I did it in that post. But on today's episode, I wanted to give a little bit of a projects update of what's on my plate and also show kind of some examples of how you can break down your own writing projects using this strategy. So this is a strategy that I first heard about from Jason and Caroline Zook, who are two online entrepreneurs that I follow and who do a lot of creative content and projects. And they talked about dividing their projects into three stages. The first is things that are launching and just getting off the ground. The second stage is projects that are in what they call the messy middle. And the third stage is things that you're kind of closing out and that you're getting ready to shift off your plate. So let me kind of walk through where I'm at right now with each of my projects and offer you a little bit of an update and show you how this can work a little bit. So in the launch stage, I actually have three projects right now where I am either in the process of gathering data for a new research project, or we're just getting started with data analysis on my research team. And these are all projects that have been in the works for a little while. We did take a little bit of time over the summer. We had a little bit of a delay because of IRB, and IRB always gets backed up in the summer because that's when everyone's launching into new projects. So now we are actively in the process of either data collection or data analysis with these three new things. So I very much consider them to be in the launch stage. The other project that I consider to be in the launch stage is I've been thinking a lot about doing a group coaching program for my radical self-trust philosophy, and this is going to take some writing. And I'm not quite sure what that's going to look like yet. I've been earmarking my December writing retreat as a possible time to really dive into it in a deeper way. But I think there's going to be some kind of coaching curriculum. I'm not sure if that's going to be actual text that people are going to be reading, if it's going to be things like handouts. I definitely know it's going to be creative work. I'm just not quite sure what the writing part is going to look like. So I also consider that to be in the launch stage as well. In terms of what I would consider to be in the messy middle for my projects in terms of writing, definitely my second edited collection. This is something where we just got the reviewer feedback and made edits, but we have not yet done kind of the red lines, the final proof for the book, and we don't have the marketing strategy figured out yet in terms of that launch. So I don't feel like it's quite close enough to call it closing out, but I definitely think it's getting there and it's progressing in a really nice way. So that edited collection is definitely in the second stage. Similarly, my book that I'm co-writing with two co-authors on alternative academic careers is currently out for review. So I consider that to be in the messy middle as well, because we're not sure what the reviewers are going to say and how much editing we're going to have to do to move that book forward. And it is coming out probably in early to mid 2019. So it's definitely in the messy middle as well. I have a white paper that I've been working on augmented reality for quite some time now, and I was actually waiting. I had kind of backburnered it because I have a new postdoc starting in my unit, and I was going to use it as a project that she and I could work on together and hopefully get it wrapped up and shipped out to the editor that we're working with. So I would say that paper, it's probably about half drafted, so it's definitely in the messy middle as well. And then one of the things I wasn't quite sure where to categorize in this, so I put it into this second stage, but it's more like closing out, is my blog. And I have weekly posts that I write for this, but it's more like in maintenance mode. I mean, I definitely have to create new content for it, but I feel very comfortable creating that content and have just not had any trouble hitting those deadlines. So I put it in the messy middle just in the sense that it's new content that I'm having to create on a consistent basis, but it feels pretty comfortable. So I might put it into this third category as well. Okay, so moving on to that third category of things that are starting to be closed out and shifted off my plate, the first edited collection that I did on high impact practices and online education with a co-editor is being released very soon. And that is basically just in the mode of dissemination at this point. We have the marketing strategy done, the website is up. I recorded a special mini series on the Research in Action podcast about this book. And so I feel like we're really in a good place in terms of wrapping that up and really shifting into the marketing side, which we already have really good plans in place for. So that's been a long time in coming, a couple of years of work to bring it to this stage. And that's really exciting that it's almost done. The second project that I would put in the closing out stage is my book that has come out, Managing Your Professional Identity Online. And of course, if you've been a longtime listener, that was the book that launched this show. Originally, The Anatomy of a Book was about that book and how it came to be. And again, I'm kind of at the stage where we're just disseminating and marketing that book. It is finalized and ready to come out. The book website is completed. That was a big push to get that done. I'll link to it in the show notes. But I think that is another project that I feel I can kind of set aside and kind of put behind me. Now, certainly there are going to be talks that I'm giving related to that book. I'm focusing my webinar series this year entirely on that book. So there are absolutely ways I'm going to stay connected to it. But it's definitely something that is starting to shift to the back burner in terms of just like new content creation and other things that are coming along the pipeline. The other major writing project that I'm putting in this closing out category, even though it's something that is also kind of in maintenance mode like my blog, is Sotal by Design. And this is the course that I spent a good couple of months really generating content for, particularly video scripts, and ended up writing about 35,000 words for that course. But at this point, I'm just kind of doing monthly updates and offering small snippets of new content for people who purchase that course. So it's not kind of a massive project that's still on my plate, even though it's something that I am still really devoted to and committed to and wanting to update and keep fresh. It's not kind of a massive project that I'm having to devote a lot of time to. So that is my breakdown of these three categories and also just a little bit of an update of what I'm working on in my own writing life. But I would love to hear if this is a helpful way for you to think about what's going on with your projects. What is launching and getting off the ground? What is something that is kind of in the messy middle? And what is something that you're closing out and moving forward from? Now, the messy middle is the category that I think is the most useful because you can tell if things are in the messy middle, sometimes they get stalled. And so that's a really good way of kind of categorizing and looking at each project and saying, is there a reason why this is still in the messy middle and it's not moving forward? So it's another kind of pipeline of looking at your work and seeing what is moving forward and what is not moving forward. And for the things that aren't moving forward, why? So again, would love to hear about your experiences using this categorization. And of course, you can always contact me and let me know through my email, contact@katielinder.work, or by tweeting me at katie_linder. I always love to hear from listeners as well about what you would like me to talk about on the show. So please feel free to reach out. And thanks so much for listening to this episode of Think, Write, Revise. I'm Katie Linder, and I'll be back in a couple of days with the next episode of Life Work Q&A.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Think, Write, Revise. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. Think, Write, Revise is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel at katielinder.org/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.